So what, a significant jump in new online domain registrations. What's all that about?
Yeah, that's right, Shane. The IE Domain Registry has just published its report for 2018 and it shows a near 30% jump last year in new .ie online registered addresses. David Curtin, the registry's chief executive, joins us on the line. David, about 51,000 new .ie registrations last year, and this is because you think it's become easier to get that sort of an address.
That's right, Vincent. A very impressive increase, 51,000 during the year, as you say. And that's because largely because we relaxed the rules last year, so now it's easier and faster for businesses to get the .ie address that they want. You know, and that is important for somebody who wants an online identity that effectively says you're Irish. So we've seen a huge number then, not just in Dublin, but across the country, that are registering a .ie so that they can get an email address with a .ie ending instead of, say, an aircom.net address.
Effectively, you just have to produce one document and one valid reason why you're connected to Ireland.
That's right. You still have to have a connection to Ireland, but really whatever name you want to have for your business or for your club or society or residence association, whatever name you want, you can have it now once you have that important connection to Ireland.
Now, nearly 30% of the new registrations last year were personal, individual. There's no evidence that this all leads to e-commerce, economic business activity. This could be people just doing a bit of personal branding.
That's true. And we're seeing an increase in the number of, let's say, blogging sites with the .ie extension. But we do know that small business is definitely coming around to that realization that Irish customers, they're online, they're spending their money online. But unfortunately, a lot of that is with, you know, foreign websites. So Irish SMEs are saying that they need a website that has a .ie extension. So they're registering their name as the first step. And then after that, building out their website.
Finally, David, we all know the criticism and the controversy about the quality of broadband coverage, particularly in rural areas, but significant growth in .ie registrations in rural regions.
That's true, and that's a feature of these growth numbers right across border, Midlands, West region. If you look at the percentage increases, they're very impressive. In Leinster, Wexford up 45%, you have Carlow up 45%, Kildare up 38%. So really right across the country, we're seeing very impressive increases. So if .ie is a forward indicator of online business activity, then it's looking good for digital sales in 2019.
Okay, long may that continue. David Curtin of the IE.ie Domain Registry, thanks for joining us.
Okay, in